Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Not all monsters are under the bed. Some are sleeping next to you. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Richard Allen, the man accused of being the Delphi murderer. We've been watching this case as it's led up to trial. Obviously, the trial has finally gone through and a verdict has been rendered guilty. That is what the jury found him. And as we've said from the beginning, this man, if any, has a get-a-new-trial free card. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. I'm just going to throw it over to you. What was your reaction to this verdict when it came down just last week?
I had so many emotions at the same time, Tony. This is one of those cases going to be with me, and I know a lot of people, the rest of my life, I think. Mm-hmm. Disbelief was my first one because I still haven't changed my thought patterns. I've done a lot of reflection. You know, it's like my first reaction was I must have a blind spot. Mm-hmm. I must not see something that other people have seen. I'm wrong. I mean, it was really self-reflective and blaming myself for not seeing something that the jury saw. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going through my range of emotions. You know, I even reached out to you, as you know, I apologize. I must have been way off of what I said.
And you're great. We all agree.
I know. And then I look at what Jennifer Hoffendeffer posted. Yeah. And she does the same thing. She does a beautiful job of outlining the behavior arc. And I just keep going to data. I just don't see the pattern of his life that fits what he's accused of. And then I go, right after it's my fault, I go immediately to the families. I'm like, gosh dang, I really hope they feel satisfied with the verdict, mm-hmm. because I still am just always about the victims in this thing. And the only victims left now are Richard Allen's family and the girls' parents and families. And I hope that they have satisfaction with this, but it's hard to, it's just hard. It's just, there's so many emotions in there. And then I'm like, well, you know, then I start looking at the defense attorneys, you know, what could they have done differently? What could they have done better? They were hamstrung with so many things, as I know we're going to go through. Unfortunately, from beginning to end, from everything you and I have looked at, analyzed, commented on, and all your other contributors, nothing has changed.
No.
And that's what's just disappointing. I still have not changed my mind on what I'm seeing and what I'm assessing, and yet he's guilty.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You had a lot more self-reflection on this case than I did. When I heard the verdict, I'm like, they're wrong. I'm like, they're just wrong. They are just wrong. I was like, what did I get wrong here? I didn't get anything wrong. You didn't get anything wrong here. I mean, facts are facts. And it's not like I you or me had some sort of inflated, maybe this could be possible story here. It's just based on facts and based on the data that is there. These are non-refutable things. The jury did not hear so many pieces of this case. As you said, is there something I didn't see? It's the other way, I think, Robin. It's what the jury didn't see. We saw everything. You know, in the mind of the jury, we saw too much. In the minds of the prosecution, we saw too much. They tried to tamper down anything they possibly can, and they played whack-a-mole to such an extreme on this case that it was spooky. It almost really makes you question, how is this part of our American justice system? How is one person or very few people allowed to have so much power over a case like this?
You know, you really hit it right there, too. That's the most disturbing thing about this case to me is, how can this happen? That there's still so many... I mean, I get that, you know, even with the Koberger case or any of the other cases, you know, there's a lot of gaps in data. But in every other case you and I have talked about, and in all these cases I generally see, there's always going to be gaps. There's always going to be data that you wish you had, a weapon, a witness, or something like this. But there's always that lifestyle behavior arc that says it makes sense. And I'm not saying he didn't do it. I'm just saying there's nothing that makes sense that he did it.
Yeah.
That's what's missing for me. And they didn't allow that to come to light for the jury or during this prosecution. So after all my emotions are going around in self-flagellation and blaming, I'm back with you. I don't think we're wrong. It's not that I think he's innocent or guilty, because I want more data. And I'm not seeing it. And until I do, I don't think he's guilty.
I don't think that anyone could render a verdict in a fair manner based on what was presented to the jury. And again, I agree. I can't say he's guilty or innocent, but I certainly can't say he's guilty based on an unspent bullet that was in an area where people are hiking all the time. It is a hunting area. So you do have people that are going to have those in their pocket. You had how many officers wandering around the area as well at the crime scene? It's a very likely possibility a bullet fell from someone other than Richard Allen. And the science of, went through his gun. That's so bunk. I mean, run it through any gun, you're going to get some sort of a marking on it. And then to say it's specifically his without any evidence, mind you, there was no scientific proof that went into this that said, oh, yes, this is why, look, we even have this. Or there was nothing. It was just, this is what we think. Same with the guy, the officer that testified going, that's his voice. Okay, like, what did you run it through? What's your testing method? Like, what program did you do to identify and get a signature that it is his voice? Nothing. It was just his opinion. it was truly shocking that you can have a judge just say, no, we're not going to let you plead all of these different, very possible, likely theories that even the investigators investigated or stopped investigating for no real great reasons, and not allow that in for your own defense. It's one of those things that's shocking. If you don't know how the court system works in this country, you don't understand that a judge can do this. I didn't understand that until I started diving into true crime. I'm like, really? A judge can just say you can't defend yourself using these theories or these arguments? Yeah, it can be done. That's how this case was done. That's how we got to this.
I know. And just all these, just a handful of the other potential people they were looking at or could have looked at, their behavior arcs fit closer than his.
Oh, completely.
Even if there's like only one or two data points on them, that's one or two more than we that came to light for Richard Allen. It just and also I'm not a jury blamer or a victim blamer. You know, so I definitely the jury did the best they could.
They did the best they could. Yeah,
with the instructions that I don't know the instructions that they got. I don't know their perceptions. I did hear I was on another show. And someone's actually in the courtroom during it, and where, and I'm pontificating like I am now about, you know, what I'm not seeing. And this person came out of the courtroom saying, oh, the jury's going to convict them. And I was like, really? So I guess that the tenor in the courtroom was very different than, again, because we're not there, we're not experiencing it as they are. And also, you know, I really thought hard about this one too. I think they really wanted, and everyone wanted someone to be guilty. Yep. They want to find, you know, so there can be closure. And I get that. I just wish we all felt better about this.
I agree. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.